I can stop yawning for 2 seconds, we can get this thing started.
That's
the name
like...
of my porn tape.
Greetings, Apropos, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Ooh. Yeah.
And we're here.
You could probably tell by the audio quality that we are online at the moment.
For the safety of ourselves and everyone involved. That's right. Listeners, this is for you.
Yep.
Make sure to swab your ear holes and clean your earbuds.
That is not how you test for COVID, James. If you're swabbing your ear, you are not doing it right.
I mean, that explains a few things. Like, I got some strange looks in the drive-thru, so, yeah. You know.
I saw Salsa was doing the same thing.
Ma'am, this is a McDonald's.
Oh, wet. What?
I thought that French fry tasted a little weird.
What?
To be clear to everybody, none of the three of us have tested positive for COVID.
No, we're all negative. We're very negative.
One of us has come in possible contact with someone.
I'm going to say at least one of us.
At least one of us has possibly come in contact with somebody who has. So we are being safe.
Yes.
And doing this thing online. The only virus we can get online is a computer virus.
Oh,
that makes my genitals itch a lot less.
Downloaded more RAM?
Oh my God.
All right.
James, Jesus.
I am drinking.
I am drinking as well.
Full stop.
Yeah.
We're starting to get into fall here, so I have me a Guinness.
Ooh, yeah. Nice. James, what are you drinking?
Jax made a small fluted beverage for me.
Ooh, that is small and fluted.
Looks like
with an adorable little octopus ice cube.
Did they give you a description to go with it?
It is. It's a rum chata and cold brew whiskey.
So there's
a cold brew flavored whiskey from Ellington Reserve.
You had me at rum chata.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about it.
Guess what
this.
I'm not supposed to have.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
My life is just sad.
I have all of the rum chata I want. A lot.
And you should. It's good?
It's delicious. It's almost... It reminds me of a White Russian, but it's also very different. Weirdly, wow.
So, like, a White Russian, I feel, has more of a kind of a Europe-y feel to it sometimes. It's a little stickier. Right.
Heavy cream. It's probably the heavy cream.
I guess so.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not syrup, but it's kind of like a thicker, sticky kind of thing. And those ingredients, I would expect it to be lighter and not as clumpy. Or cloying, perhaps.
And I think the difference is the choice of alcohol that's in it.
Yeah.
And the whiskey gives it a kind of an amber colored taste. That's really
amber colored taste. Your brain works sometimes.
I get that's
real to you, but I'm just this. I'm not being facetious or mean at all. I love how your brain works.
As much as I'm loath to admit it, I 100% understood what he was talking about when he said it. So,
yeah.
Mm.
I'm drinking a Twisted Tea.
Yummy.
The what is it? The folding chair of the What was that? Oh, I don't even remember.
Oh, Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
It is. It's a meme. You've probably never heard of it, salsa.
It's on Facebook where the people are, so I would expect not.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
I don't do it as much as I used to, actually. I just don't Facebook as often as I used to. Like, I will make posts, but I've stopped scrolling as much. And so people are like, oh, you're on Facebook. And I was like, no, I send carrier pigeons to Facebook, but I don't read Facebook as much. Now I have no idea what anybody's doing in their lives.
Right.
But I'm supposed to because I'm on Facebook.
I just ask them in person.
I still have Facebook because I do need to know, like, when things are happening.
Oh, yeah.
Coordinate.
And a lot of stuff gets scheduled that way. And, like, social media is how I do my Casimir stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But doesn't mean I wanna.
Well, and it doesn't mean that you're doom scrolling every half an hour either.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not on my phone at all.
Yeah. I check some things maybe once or twice a week, mostly performance related stuff and events, because people still do a lot of event planning on Facebook, which is kind of what got me into it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, I'll usually get just, I think close to what you were describing, Jenna. Rather than just sitting there for an hour fucking flipping my thumb across the screen, I'll get maybe like three or four things down, posts down, and I'll be like, what? Mm-hmm. What am I doing? No, I don't. I'm going to go do something else. Yeah. It has changed dramatically.
And yeah, it definitely has changed. And I mean, the thing is that, like, okay, for example, right now, I'm not sliding a plug into this at all, but the Twin Cities Horror Festival is having a fundraiser, right?
Oh,
well played.
Thank you. And our silent auction went live a few days ago. And because I don't know how else to tell people about this thing, except for possibly on a podcast, I'm on Facebook looking for these posts and interacting with them to try to build the algorithms and all the rest of this. So I'm doing scrolling, but it's like scrolling with a purpose. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it's not just personal use for the sake of scrolling. It's business use.
Right.
For business purposes.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with me. It's I get on there and I do things for Casimir or Fearless Comedy or something like that at this point when I'm sitting down in front of my desk, you know, and I've got my computer in front of me. But that's for a very specific purpose. You know, I'm not just sitting there with my phone staring at the screen just to have some sort of stimulus in my head.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I will take some time, especially in the morning, to do an actual person check. Right? Like, I will take some time to make that happen while I'm drinking coffee and trying to wake up a bit.
Uh-huh.
But, like, yeah, I don't just doom scroll through as much as I used to, so if that makes sense.
In the mornings, I like to get caught up on Messenger, on Discord, and then text messages, and a couple of people I message only on Snapchat because that's their chosen platform. That's where they like to send and receive messages. It is a much faster morning than it used to be as far as being online. Now when I want to doom scroll, I spend time on TikTok and I spend a lot less time on there than I used to.
Yeah, I do like sometimes just Doom videos, snippets.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of Game of Thrones lately. Not actual show, just like the little snippets.
Sure.
Like the little clips. And I love Arya Stark. I think she's a fantastic character. And I enjoy her immensely. Pardon me while I show you my t-shirt today.
We are now looking at Jenna's breasts and...
Well, I mean, you're looking at the shirt. My breasts just also happen to be there. Yeah. But the shirt says not today, and it's got the Game of Thrones, like, font.
Styling,
on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I love Arya Stark. She's a great character, super fun. I enjoy her muchly. Yeah. I actively like, out of all of the storylines that Game of Thrones had, the way they wrapped up most of those storylines is utter garbage. But Arya Stark had a great go. So yeah, they didn't break her character like they did with so many other ones. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Tyrion Lannister was another one that I feel like they smushed it a little bit, but they didn't break the character.
Yeah.
At the end. It was just little differences.
Mm-hmm.
Brienne was my favorite character.
Oh, I believe that. Brienne was great.
Yeah. But overall,
I'm sad what they 100%. Did with her and Jaime in the storyline. Like, that was bullshit.
Yeah.
Fuck that. PS spoilers, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't say anything specific.
We did.
I feel like that meets with 95% of the world's definition of spoiler and not my weird 5%.
There's still somebody out there who's bitching about it right
now. Oh, I'm mad about it right now. Are you kidding me? I'm angry at myself.
Get in the comments.
Fuck that.
That was total spoiler bullshit.
Absolutely. So mad right now.
There was somebody named Stark in the show is a spoiler.
I don't think it's Stark at all. How dare you? Anyway.
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. What have we been up to?
I'm going to say there was a Renaissance festival somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I did a fencing booth thing with Jenna on Sunday.
Yeah, on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And Saturday. And Labor Day. And that Sunday. And that Saturday.
Because
we haven't done this for a couple weeks. We missed last week.
Well, can we just not talk about last week? Because last week was woof.
No, I have one thing that I need to talk about for last week.
All right.
On Labor Day Monday, I ringmastered for the first time.
Hell yeah.
It did happen. It did happen, and it was fantastic, mostly. Here's the thing. There have been a couple of things that have held me back from ringmastering over the past couple of years. One of them is that my back has been fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been healing from that, and I've been doing a good job of taking care of my body and make sure I'm healing properly. And this year is a very similar situation, and it's actually harder this year because I'm back up to about 85% to 90% of where I was at previous, which is when you start to feel like you can push your body more and you can't yet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But what I did is I took very good care of myself Saturday and Sunday because I knew everybody was going to be dead on Monday.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to be like, all right. Now that I've taken care of myself while the rest of you are dead to the world, where is the best place for me to be? And so, yeah, so my back healing has been number one. The other issue is, and the more hilarious issue, I guess, contextually, is that I have a latex allergy.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And I work at a fencing balloon, a balloon fencing booth. Because I'm an idiot.
None of that Mylar bullshit.
No, we're not.
Jesus Christ,
we're not getting non-latex balloons. No. This is the cheapest Party City shit you can get.
Mm-hmm.
If that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and there will occasionally be a day or two during the season where I'm like, you know what? That's a lot of latex in the air. I'm going to go. But for the most part, it's fine for me to be doing non-balloon related activities at the fencing booth.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my issues are contact. Occasionally, sure. Airborne can be tricky. There are some people that can't be around people who have been around balloons, and I'm not one of those people. It's kind of like when I go over to a friend's house and they have a pet.
Right.
I can be there for a couple hours. And then eventually my eyes start to itch and I get a little watery and my nose starts to sniffle and the tip of my nose itches.
Yeah.
That's when I know it's time to go. Is that like I just start doing this a lot, just fucking with my nose. I'm like, I should leave.
Yeah.
So my balloon my latex allergy was one of the considerations for me not doing any ring mastering. The problem is that I know a lot about swords. I'm pretty good at keeping an eye on a variety of things. And goddamn, can I show and entertain well? Like, I have all of the other qualifications for ring mastering, but balloons, right? So what we ended up doing is Cole was my ring back, and I was like, you're my minion now. You must do all of my latex related activities, which is great.
Including being allergic to them on my behalf.
Right. If you could do that, that'd be great. And so I made him do all the balloon stuff and I did everything else. And it was good. I did a really good job out of the gate. There were definitely things for me to learn and improve on, especially for things to look for or when to make specific judgment calls.
Mm-hmm.
But like my show was spot on. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I'm going to be loud now. And that worked.
That is most of the job.
And I did start developing, because there are certain things that we have to do. We have to go over specific rules. We need to make sure people are engaged, all of these other things. We need to make sure that they're listening. Dear God in heaven, just listen to what I'm saying. Stop looking at the sword. Just, would you fucking stop it? Listen to me. Flames. Mm-hmm. Flames?
Fire? Flames?
Oh, no, not yet.
Oh.
I'm
sorry, I wasn't listening.
I know.
He was looking at
swords. That's why I started talking about fire. Anyway, there are certain things like how do you navigate these things and everything else. But like finding how you introduce the rules, your own twist on, because it's the same three rules. Doesn't matter who's ring mastering. These are the things you need to do. But how do you have your own twist on it? And started developing some of those things over the course of a few hours. Here's the thing, though. I started ring mastering at 9. At about 11 o'clock, I had to tag out because my eyes got itchy and then started watering.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of a bout, I'm suddenly like water coming out of my eyes, and I'm like, yep, okay, good. We finished this thing. Hey, I gotta go. And what I said is, I've got something in my eye. In actuality, what I had in my eye was latex allergy. It wasn't like latex ended up in my eye. I just needed to be away from it for a bit. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. But that does mean that I got to do ring mastering. I had a good time. And it means that at the very least, I can cover people's shifts.
Yeah.
Or breaks. You know, somebody needs to be gone for an hour.
Yeah.
I should be able to manage that. So, yeah, like it's nice to know after all of this time that, yes, I can do it. It's great. It's fun. But I can only do it for about this amount of time and maybe we shouldn't push it. 2 hours, not enough. What I was sad about, though, is that I had to leave the ring because of my allergy. Right before Gaia and Kate came in.
Oh, I was going to guess Littles.
Huh?
I was going to guess Littles.
Nope. Oh, my God. I got to ring master for Littles. Yeah. They are my kryptonite. because I'm just entertained. I've got the best seat in the house for the little.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not paying attention to the things I should be paying attention to. Like, don't call me out on that.
Probably here. Shouldn't like, have admitted that out loud, but
No. Cole kind of. Because as I was going through the ringmaster, and Cole would be like, okay, so here's the thing. Meh. And he was like, I got, you know, towards the end, I'm like, okay, how am I doing, buddy? What's your biggest tip? And he's like, here's the thing. You get so excited when the littles are playing, and there's no real danger because they don't have the force behind it to make anything really happen.
Oh, yeah. Right. No, I know.
But basically, it's like you got the best seat in the house, and you need to stop watching them for your own personal entertainment and being distracted by how adorable they are and do a better job of watching on like a couple of these areas. And I was like, oh, okay. But there's littles in the ring and they're fighting and it's adorable. Yeah, no. That's the littles are my kryptonite.
Yep.
But no, I had to leave the ring right before Gaia and Kate walked in and I was going to be ring mastering two stilters fencing, and I am so sad that I didn't get to do that.
As the shortest ringmaster.
Not actually. No, I think Raina
second. Second.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Second shortest. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I think Raina is technically shorter than me by like half an inch. Yeah, half an inch.
Okay.
I'm 5'2" and a half. 5'3" if I just had a good massage and it's early in the morning.
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she used to be 5'1" on a good day, and then something about having a kid
growing up
made her
actually yes though.
Yeah. 5'2" every day.
Yeah, no.
As she's fond of saying,
this last weekend was brutal.
Oh like, yeah, no. The Labor Day weekend was awful.
Like I canceled my last show on Sunday. Fondazzi canceled their last two shows, and Fondazzi fucking never cancels a show.
Right.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Fondazzi never cancels. Yeah, Minnesota schools are never closed for snow.
Exactly. It was just like, and it wasn't even because of the heat, honestly. It was because there was nobody there.
Right. Yeah. No, it was just empty.
We were just like, we are not going to, because they go through, you know, gallons of fuel every show. Yep. And that stuff ain't cheap. And they were looking at the audience going, we're not going to make back our fuel investment on these shows.
Yeah.
Right.
This is not worth it.
No, that's fair.
Yeah. I ended up skipping out on Sunday afternoon because my spouse had a medical or emergency related to the heat.
Mm.
I brought them home. I tucked them in. I fed them tacos. I put Dimension 20 on for them to watch, and then I made the mistake of sitting down and not moving.
Yeah, that's a big
very briefly. No.
Was that a mistake, or was that?
Well, what ended up happening was that the
depending
moment
depending on your end goal.
Down, yeah, the moment that I sat down and had tacos in my belly, my body was like, cool, rest. And then I knocked out for 2.5 hours in the air conditioning and the cool air of the basement.
Yeah.
And I woke up with enough time to get back for the Knights, the championship tournament.
Right.
The follow-up to the previous night that I had gotten to help with. And I saw a message from our beloved Abby, and she was saying, hey, do you think that you'll make it back for the tournament? And I sent a message and I said, just based on my inability to get up from the couch, I said, no, I can't. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.
And
I mean, I worked the Knights tournament. I worked both tournaments because, again, I'm still at 85 to 90%. I'm not pushing myself by actually participating in a tournament. But I was kind of the traffic controller both nights, which is great. But, yeah, nights, we had several people drop.
Yeah.
Because that was Sunday night. And after 2 days of the incredible heat, and then especially the heat on Sunday, a lot of people were like, nope. And we went, good. Way to make the decision that is best for you. Like, there was no anger or animosity. Some people were like, I feel so bad I signed up, but now I'm not going to. And we're like, no, don't feel bad.
No.
Do not feel bad about this. You are taking care of yourself in extreme circumstances. Good. Keep doing that.
And I had decided earlier that day that my participation would be volunteering to assist if I managed to do that.
Yep.
That I couldn't, after a day like that, I couldn't fight safely. Both safe for me and safe for the other person, because you start making mistakes.
Right.
And I was pretty concerned about representing the booth well, and as well as keeping myself safe.
I feel like the second part is the more important part.
I mean, they are both important to me.
Sure, like, don't bring dishonor on us, but like...
or my cow, or my...
Right.
Yeah.
But no, the most important thing is that you maintain your safety and your personal health, because if you don't maintain those, you will again bring dishonor on us.
Yeah.
So that's the most important.
Yeah. But taking Sunday night off meant that I came back Monday, and it was a drag. Like, as far as it was fun, not a drag emotionally, but it was physically like dragging myself.
Oh, yeah.
Through.
Yeah, it was a slog. I was
giving myself a piggyback ride the entire day, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, but toward the end of the day, we had a guest from out of town, Kyle's original comedy partner out at Fest for the first 2 or 3 years. Was out, Sir Tedward.
Was he really?
Came back.
Yeah, he stopped by while I was ringmastering.
Man. Awesome.
And so they were hanging out and making mischief all day up to their usual bits that they used to do. And then I went out and found them in the afternoon, and the three of us got up to trouble, and more of their ilk of trouble, at least at first. You know, invisible rope and a bunch of other things like that.
Classic.
And then, because there were just so few people, we ended up just telling the old stories, you know, around the water cooler, sometimes very literally, as we were refilling mugs, because I think we probably went through more water that weekend than probably all of the other weekends combined.
Oh, yeah. So far. Hydration was key.
It was absolutely
There was one point, I think it was Sunday. There was one point where I went to the bathroom. I peed right when Fondazzi started their show. And as Fondazzi was wrapping up their show, I had to pee again.
Yep.
Good.
Like, that's how much liquids we were going through.
No, I needed more breaks. Not because I was tired or needed a smoke. I just needed more breaks to pee.
Yeah,
that was it.
It was. Yep. It was. We were going through it by the gallon.
Yep.
So
there was that. And then we got up to the kind of shenanigans where the three of us were laughing so hard that our stomachs hurt physically, and part of it was just being punchy from the heat and the exhaustion and all of that stuff. But part of it was also just, like, it was so good to have the three of us fucking around. We had so much fun, and I was really glad that I took it easy on Sunday instead of pushing myself and then missing out on that.
Sure.
Even though it really, really sucked to miss tournament.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to not be there in any capacity.
Sure.
So there was that. Over the week, I did something kind of fun. I did something that was very fun, I should say, and relevant to our three experiences. And that was Booth Aaron had a birthday.
Yeah.
At the Mall of America. And so we, were mall rats for an hour or two and met up with Rue and Abby. And Rue was Abby's date. Jax was Aaron's date. Rachel was my date.
Nice.
And we went to a Benihana's.
Oh, I haven't been to a Benihana in forever.
I do love me a good Benny.
In probably the same number of years since I went to one.
Right.
Where we shared an experience that I related to the group about Salsa's tiny children.
Yeah.
Yes. A favorite story of the podcast.
I think that is the last time I went to Benihana, actually.
Fire!
More fire!
To the delight of the group, I think everyone there is familiar with or at least aware of your children, and we're delighted.
They do exist.
Delighted by the reaction. But it was a great time. And then Fest happened this weekend. I really threw myself into Saturday because the weather was so good.
So good. The crowds were great.
My regular step count for the combination of Booth and street comedy with Kyle is about 10,000 steps per day.
Okay.
Regular weekend, we're looking at about 20 steps, a little more. Saturday, I put in 14,000 steps. Sunday, I put in a little over 13,000 steps, meaning that I, for the weekend, did half again, roughly, what I usually would do. I put in a Labor Day weekend amount of steps in a 2-day weekend immediately following Labor Day. And my body objects to this sort of treatment.
Your body's a pansy. That's fine.
Yeah.
Sore as fuck.
Mm.
Yeah. But I did get to really throw myself into doing champion bouts on Sunday, and I had a hell of a time. I loved it so much. I love coming up with new things and having people enjoy that, especially the participant, but the family of the participant.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And I got a really, nice compliment. I think it was Saturday that somebody came up and said, "Hey, a family just gave us a tip for you, a good amount of money for the show that you put on to thank you for entertaining them." And I put it in the donation bin, but I wanted you to know. And that's really good.
Well, I'm not going to tell you how many times that's happened this season. I'm a jerk.
Yeah. All right. Well, story checks out.
Yeah.
Speaking of my kids, I went from the fucking hottest weekend of, 100 degree temperatures to hockey practice.
Oh.
Yep, my daughter started hockey on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, 4 days after 100 degree temperatures, I was in an ice arena with my daughter.
I'm going to guess you enjoyed the ice arena more.
So much more. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, hockey's back, baby. We're 2 weeks away from the
preseason. Look, when it's too hot for me, it's happier. Too hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No, she's starting a new higher level program this year, which means that she's actually going to be traveling around playing actual real games as opposed to just the little exhibition games that she's been playing.
And, sure.
You know, where they actually have, you know, real positions and line changes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, she's advancing further up the ranks, and that also means her schedule is a lot busier. And
yeah, I suppose
I looked at the schedule and I almost freaked out. And then I went, actually, no, this is pretty standard for kids sports.
Couple nights a week.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Like 4 nights a week. Yep.
That's a bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I was wrestling at this age, you know, I was doing every day after school, so.
Yeah. For a while, I was doing jiu-jitsu and going a couple times a week. Mm-hmm. So, and taekwondo.
Well, thankfully, kung fu is still going to be only one night a week.
Yeah.
But, and that's going to be starting in October. But my son and I are also going to start instruments and sparring this quarter.
Ah.
So we're going to learn
instruments.
Yeah, weapons.
Ooh.
So like spear and fan and bow staff. And
not just clubbing each other with euphoniums.
Yeah, I was watching the bow staff as they were showing that. And I was like, I'm probably going to knock this one out in a couple weeks.
Maybe. You may have a bit more experience on that.
It was just like I know how to swing around a staff. There's a couple moves and sequences I'm going to have to, you know, learn to get down, but I already know how to do this.
Right.
Someone that Jenna and I know is kind of my model for what I would like to be able to do with a staff.
I'm right here, James.
And I just know that I will never be as coordinated as
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is it me?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I'll never be as coordinated as you are either. But
I mean, the okay. Also. Mm-hmm. All right, that makes me feel better.
Yeah. Yep. So there's that.
Yeah.
Jenna?
Oh, I mean, I can talk more. That's not an issue. I'm very good at it.
Well,
as far as ring mastering, this last weekend, I also got to ring master for Rachel.
Ooh.
Right? On Saturday, Rachel, the queen, previous guest of the podcast. No, so Rachel comes by. Yes. So Rachel comes by later in the day, very later in the day. And it does some fencing. She usually brings somebody to fence and make a bit out of it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so this last Saturday she fenced Lord Bacon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Aww.
And Lord Bacon has never done balloon fencing.
Hmm.
Actually took one pretty cleanly. Like, he picked up on it real quick. And I was talking with him afterwards, and I was like, why have you never done this? And he was like, I was scared I would get into it. And now I'm into it. And now I'm mad about it. And I'm like, sorry, not sorry, buddy. that's just what it is. Also, you did a good job, so maybe you should be into it. And he's like, no. Whatever. He's still going to become one of us soon enough. But my other highlights were the Tao family, which was it was Labor Day weekend. But the Tao family. So here's what I love about the Tao family. The Tao family is Hmong family that basically has a huge family reunion at the Renaissance Festival every year. Like, they've decided that they're going to go to the whitest ye olde place once a year, all fucking 35, 40 of them, however many of them there are, and that's what they're doing as a family together, and I fucking love that decision. Just that decision alone is great. But last year, they came to the fencing booth, and they were like, wait, we can do this? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, you can. And they're like, oh, dude. And so they started like trying to figure out who was going to fight who and all this other stuff. And it was like, and one of them said something like, what if we did a tournament? And I was like, we can figure out a tournament for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so last year, there were 16 of them that wanted to fight each other, which was the perfect number for a tournament.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I called over the owner. And Josh had a conversation with them. They figured out pricing. They basically rented a ring for a bit.
Yep.
Did a fucking tournament last year. This year, they came back. And here's the thing. Like, this family, they show up. And I was like, oh my God, are you guys the ones from last year? And they're like, yeah, we want to do another tournament again.
Hell yeah.
Like, we got to kick this guy's butt. And I was like, I am so happy that this has become a part of your family tradition.
Wonderful.
To fence each other at a Ren fair. I am so happy right now. And so, yeah, they basically, it was the same thing as last year. They only had 12 this year, but we can still tournament that. That wasn't an issue. Called over Josh, figured out pricing. They got a ring for a bit. But they also had some people would come through and fence some of the littler ones, too. Yeah. So, like, yeah, like there was the tournament proper that happened. And then there was the rest of the family being like, no, we're going to involve the kids. And I was like, oh, my heart, it grew three sizes. But my favorite this year was the new brother-in-law. So like the entire Tao family comes up and they're just excited. And they're like, fuck, yes, we're doing this. And then there's this one guy eating a turkey leg off to the side that is obviously a part of this group, but doesn't know what the fuck is going on. And I was like, hey, buddy, how are you doing? He's like, I guess I'm going to be doing this fencing thing. And I was like, are you new? He's like, yeah, I just married into the family last year. And I have no idea what's going on. And it was like, oh. And one of the guys, the main guy that would talk to me, I can't remember his name, I feel bad, but one of the Taos, he was like, hey, don't tell him anything. We want to surprise him. And I was like, that's mean and you know it. I'm like, let me guess. You've set up this tournament so that you're going to be fighting the new guy. And he was like, yes. I was like, no, I'm going to give this guy some tips. I'm going to tell him how to do this. You've done it before, like, experience is an awful lot in this game, but don't be that guy, because I don't like it. I don't like it. Don't do it. And he was like, meh. But he was still, like, in a cool, playful kind of way type thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So the brother-in-law was like, so what is this? I'm like, this isn't going to get any saner the more I explain it to you, but here's what you're doing. I was like, so yeah. Those are swords. He's like, real swords? I'm like, they are real sports swords.
Yep.
I'm like, we're basically going to put the equivalent of fencing gear and winter coats on you. And you're going to take these swords and you're going to pop balloons that are attached to the other person's head. And he was like, what? And I was like, I told you this wasn't going to get any clearer or saner the more I explained it to you. And he was like, I don't know. I'm eating a turkey leg. Like, I really, this entire experience has been surreal. I'm like, good, you're doing it right.
All right.
So he finished the turkey leg and I gave him a couple of tips and he went in there and he lost, but he did come out and he was like, okay, that was cool. But yeah, so that was one of my highlights, just overall this season, is that the Tao family has made us a part of their yearly family pilgrimage, yeah. I guess, so to ye olde white people town. It's so good. And I was talking with the one guy, and he was like, "You seem pretty chill." I was like, "Oh, that you're making a bunch of like Asian racial jokes? Yeah, my boyfriend's half Chinese," and they're like, "Oh, okay." I'm like, "Yeah, no, like that's apparently like that's just a thing.
How you do
that? They do? I don't know." I was like, "No, I see this on a daily basis. You're fine. Fine, yeah, whatever." So, delightful. So yeah, huh?
Delightful.
Yeah. So yeah, they're probably my favorite. We did have a just 2-year-old fighting on Sunday, and that was just everything in my world.
So,
oh my God, I can't believe I haven't hit menopause proper yet, because all of my eggs, they've got to be gone. I'm dropping them like a fucking stack of books in the library. That was for salsa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention, the booth had a visitor, somebody who, it turns out, lives in a state in which the illustrious Jenny Young has used the bathroom in a ditch.
Oh, that one.
This person...
Wait, which one?
Was a... Yep, right? Right? I'm trying not to narrow it down too far. But
I mean, there's only 5 options.
This person visited the booth, I want to say, several dozen times, both this last Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, yep.
And was just absolutely in love with fencing. Yep. Everyone. No, anyone and everyone, right. Learning as much as he possibly could. And he's like, no, I can't work here. I live far away. I live in another state. I can't. And then just came back another dozen times after that. And we're like, okay, all right. Tomorrow.
Yeah. At one point, Josh told me to just stop taking his money. He's like, just stop taking the money. And then this particular individual was like, I was like, "I'm sorry, your money's no good here. You just have to go in." And he was like, "I don't like this." And he just shoved money in the donation box. Yep. I'm like, I can't stop him from doing that.
Nope.
I'm not going to stop him from doing that. No. But God damn it. But yeah, no, he's a nice guy, too. He did about a dozen of them on Saturday, and then, like, Sunday morning at, like, 9:10, he fucking comes cresting over the hill, and I was like, "Boom Faves!
Yep.
Take a look, he's back!" And they're like, "Chris!" Yeah, and like, "Woo!" Like, calling out his name and stuff, and just like, great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
Already belongs there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if he wants to spend his entire week, because he was there with friends.
Yes.
He basically ditched his friends to come hang out with us the entire weekend. It was super good.
I get it.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm trying to think of what else I accomplished over the past couple of weeks. I've got not fest related. The horror festival fundraiser is in 2 days. Ooh. So you're all going to that, but I'll plug that harder later. Mm-hmm. However, getting ready for this thing has been an adventure. I got a little bit spoiled in having a fundraiser that I had done repeatedly year after year, and so we all knew what needed to happen. And trying to help establish a new fundraiser with a lot of background and different fundraiser experience, but adjusting for what we are now... I'm like, oh, shit. This is a lot of work. Like, oh, I don't have that one person that just knows how all of this goes now. I have to help establish how all of this goes now. So, yeah, that's been a bit more than I actualized at the time. But I am super excited for this. We have somebody showing up to do a little bit of vendoring. So, chaotic. We're
I know someone like that.
Chaos and Quark. 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 That was it. Quark.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
The yeah from Star Trek. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Chaos and Quark. Is it Quark and Chaos? It's Chaos and Quark, right? I'm not
Chaos
crazy.
Chaos and Quark. Yep.
Chaos and Quark is going to be their vending. That's Jax's thing.
Yep.
This also looks very confused. So Jax, James's spouse, Jax, has a thing
business.
Called a business called Chaos and Quark. And they will be vending at the Twin Cities Festival. So I'm very excited for that. We've got a whole bunch of previews. We've got a local musician playing before and after the previews happen. I got to go through concessions. We're doing some carnival concessions, and I'm very excited for that.
Hell yeah. Concessions.
Huh?
Some carn sessions.
Carn sessions. I had five things go through my mind, and that's none of it.
No.
Definitely not that one. All right. But yeah, so we're going to have concessions and merch. There's going to be tarot from a couple of different readers.
Ooh.
There's going to be Chaos and Quirk is going to be there. There may be some costumed characters, one or two, not going to drop any names, but that's a possibility. We've just got a lot going on for it, and it's going to be chaotic, and it's going to be wonderful, and I'm very excited for this.
Nice.
We also have the silent auction going on right now, when this goes out, there will be exactly a day left, so get your fucking butt that. But yeah, it does end during the fundraiser on Wednesday, so but lots of lovely items on that as well. So yeah, getting all of this coordinated has been a bit of a relearning experience for me, honestly. Huh. And I'm not mad about it. I was just like, right. Okay. That's right. That's how this goes. So, good to keep me on my toes. It's really what it comes down to, I think. Yeah. So, that's been the other half of my life. And then occasionally Joe asks me, hey, can I put this here? And I'm like, yes, you live here. So, that's my life. Really, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or I say, why did you put this here? And he says, I thought it made sense. And I was like, oh, okay.
Because I live here?
Yeah.
Somebody told me that I...
Yeah. I mean, that's really what my life has been. Occasionally, I'm like, well, that's different as I'm walking through my house that never had anything different because I was the only one that lived in it. Now I'm like, wait a minute.
Right?
Yeah. That's it. That's my life.
Nice. Talsa? Do you have more to share, or should we take a break?
I've already. Oh. Yeah.
Let's take a fucking break then.
I mean, we can do that.
Refresh. Yeah, refresh our drink.
I do kind of need to. What?
We've been going for an hour.
I expected it because we missed last week. Yep. Like, I don't know what you expected, but like.
Oh, no. I fully expect
a podcast to make up.
I know. I'm just saying that we've been going.
I mean, we're recording for 4 hours tonight, right?
That was my understanding.
Salsa just gave me a look. Like, no, bitch. No.
Panic?
That is not a thing we're doing tonight.
No, I'm sleeping for the next week.
Oh, God, that does sound like a better idea.
Oh,
you're
my
smart.
God.
Well,
don't say things you can't take back.
Oh, I can always take that back. Okay. Pretty sure I have several times, in fact.
Yeah. Story checks out.
All right. But I'm going to go with James's whole let's take a break smartness as opposed to you're going to sleep for a week smartness.
I was the one who said, no, we shouldn't. Never mind. We're going to take a break.
Wait, are we taking a break or not? Now I'm confused. I need to pee.
We're going to take a break.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. And check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Oh, speaking of chaos, oh, I didn't talk about that. James and I did a show.
Yes.
Oh, well, maybe you guys should talk about that when we're back. Are we back? Can we be back? Should we be back?
We're back. James and I did a show.
And I'm Jenna.
Oh, what? And I'm Salsa.
God damn it.
I did a show with Salsa.
Yeah.
I'm James.
Who are you?
On Tuesday, we did
Big Fat Quiz of Everything.
Yeah, and it was awesome. It was part of Double Blind Double Feature, the second half. And if anybody is familiar with the Big Fat Quiz of Everything, it's a BBC panel quiz show, and it's fucking amazing. And we got to do it, and it was fucking amazing.
I really hope
we do it again, and I would love to participate if we do it again, because we had a good time.
Yeah.
It's ostensibly a quiz show, but it's just an opportunity for funny people to be funny for
and
an
us.
Hour.
Yeah.
And James.
We made mischief. We were jerk asses.
We were agents of chaos. And it was
feign surprise.
Yes.
I'm feigning.
Yeah. But it was held by Mike D. He officiated.
Oh, sure.
And he wore the most amazing plaid.
You said he officiated like it was a wedding?
Yeah.
All right.
And he wore a plaid suit. It was fantastic.
He's one of the few people I know that can pull that off properly.
He absolutely pulled it off.
Honestly, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had a bunch of different categories, and we answered some questions seriously and most questions not seriously, and just in general made fools of ourselves.
I drew pubes for the first time in a very long time.
Although there was, like, we started with Minnesota history, and it was just like, you know, here's these questions, and then we say a bunch of random, you know, shit, because, you know. And then, like, the third or fourth question was, like, the Minnesota Wild. And he didn't even finish reading the question. And I was like, I got it. I've got the answer.
Yeah,
I know
we get
it.
More points? Can we have everybody else's points for answering it first? Can we?
I knew it instantly. Yeah. It was like, I got this. And he told me later they almost hadn't put it in because he was like, nobody's going to get this. And it was like, I was here.
It's always that question. Those are some of my favorite questions on actual.
So, yeah, it was super good. If you made it to that show, it was a really fun show. And if you missed that show, you missed a fucking really good show, and he hopes to do it again in a few months. And if he does, you should really fucking do it. Yeah. Go. Watch.
Well, all right then.
Anyway, so now that we've caught that up, it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five!
Yeah, I know, right? Today's Fast Five comes to us from
All the time in the world to have been ready.
I am ready. What are you?
Bye-bye. God damn it.
Domo Senpai Casa House.
I believe that is a Barbie reference.
It is.
All right. Still need to see it. Still very excited for it. Have not yet.
Yeah.
And I am sad.
I kind of want to see it with you if you're up for that. I would definitely.
Well, if I can't convince Joe to see it with me.
Yeah. We can go on a Barbie date.
All right.
Okay. Question. Anyway. Okay. Question number one. Dog or cat?
Here's the thing. I'm allergic to both, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
However, if I had to cohabitate with one of them, it would be a cat. Because, I don't know, they don't have to go outside to shit. It's really kind of the biggest deal for me.
Strong point.
If I am 5 minutes late to their feeding time, they will let me know.
Yeah.
But also, if I disappear for a couple of days and just have somebody check in once in a while, they don't even have to walk them. They just need to be like, hey, cat, are you there? And the cat will be like, yup. Who the fuck are you in my house? Mm-hmm. If I disappear for a couple of days and I come back, cat's going to be like, oh, I see. It's you. And that's really kind of just the level that I want in my life.
I feel like that's the level that you operate at in your
life. Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hold on.
Shitting outside.
Are we talking about
show disdain as a way of love?
No, I'm going to let James continue listening.
Very organized and timely about things, and will absolutely let you know if you are 5 minutes late for dinner. Like, this is. It's right. Basically you.
Salsa, repeat your question.
Oh, I was. Are we talking about cats or Joe right now?
The answer is yes.
Oh, also true. Okay. Yeah, very fair. Yeah.
I was going to let James finish his list, then address your question with more context. Good. And the answer is yes.
That's fair.
Between the two animals, I think that dogs can wreak more havoc left on their own. Because cats will knock stuff off of things. Dogs will too.
Mm-hmm.
Cats will scratch up furniture. Dogs will straight up tear a couch apart.
Uh-huh.
Dogs will also like open food bins and or just chew through them and get to the food bags where you know, cats will always approach you and tell you that they've never been fed in their whole life.
Right.
Always. So, that. Yeah. Cats are more likely to call the police and, you know, tell them that they're horribly abused because you haven't fed them 5 times this morning.
Right.
Only 4. Yeah. Yes. That's you know.
I am going with cat because I would rather have a cat in a dog's body than a dog in a cat's body.
There's the thing about this. Foxes are cats on dog hardware. They're cat software on dog hardware.
Uh-huh.
And I can't remember the corollary. I can't remember
dog software on cat
hardware. Dog software on cat hardware.
Like a puma? A mountain lion or
very
something?
Very dog-like. I'm trying to... There's a thing. There's a corollary for it, but I
can't.
I feel like foxes are...
Right now.
more like cats, but behave like dogs, or but have bodies of dogs, or closer to dogs.
Yeah, that's cat software on dog hardware. Yeah.
I think I would prefer that, so I'm going cat.
Cat. I'm a kitty cat, and I meow meow meow, and I meow meow meow. Cat. I'm a kitty cat.
I'm a kitty cat.
That was for James.
I'll go with dogs.
Sorry. All right. Cat, dog.
Question number two.
Dang.
Cat or dog?
Oh my God.
There are too many things to laugh at.
Look, Senpai, I am not mad. I am just disappointed.
I'm not mad. I'm angry.
Okay, that's you,
specifically.
I'm not mad. I'm just livid. If one of them was to be a ruler, I would rather have a dog that overly cared than a cat that didn't care enough.
I am going to go dog. Ooh. Because if I had to eat one of them, I would try the dog first.
Dogs, I guess, may not ever try to eat their owners after they die. Or they'll wait like an extraordinarily long time if they do. While cats, like, less than a week. Just, like,
again,
2-3 days.
I mean, it was your own fault. You were late 5 minutes in feeding them.
Also
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, yeah.
But, yeah.
Look, I get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going dog.
Which is better, a dog movie or a cat movie? And I'm trying to think of a good, like, a representative of, like, a dog.
Everybody,
movie
everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be a cat. 101
Dalmatians or Aristocats.
Oh.
You know what? I'm going to say that's the context.
One, James, actually.
I'm going to say that's the context for the next one where we're asked dog and cat.
All right. Okay. All right. Forget that.
I'm going to set that
bring
one
it up later. Yep.
That's going to be my context for number three. Yeah.
Okay. So for number
three.
If I
had to eat one, I think that
I would cover it in a lot of sauce and pretend that it wasn't a thing I cared about. It's basically what it is. I don't care what it is. I don't want
to
know what it is.
Because I have to choose one. I couldn't eat either. I don't think that I would be capable of doing. But presented with the options.
I mean, if you're starving.
I think that a cat would be more likely to return the favor, so maybe a cat.
Actually, no, if this is the context we're
the
going with, I'm going
a good offense.
if this is the scenario we're going with, are you more likely to eat a dog or a cat if starving? I would probably eat a dog because it would be easier to catch. That's it. Go ahead, James.
I was going to say, given a choice between eating a wolf or eating a mountain lion, probably a mountain lion.
Whichever is easier to catch. I acknowledge that I am not a hunter. If we've gotten down to survival, whatever's easier.
And honestly, if it was a little yappy dog, that thing would be dead long before I was starving.
There's not enough there to eat. Let's be real.
I would still dig it out.
Popcorn shrimp.
Yeah.
Meh.
All right. Question number three.
Bing.
Yeah.
Fish or bird?
Oh, shit. God damn it.
So James is going with dog.
Yeah. I chose dog. Fish or bird?
Bird.
I mean, there's the old idiom, a fish and a bird may fall in love, but where would they make their nest? But
they wouldn't make a nest if it was in the ocean, so the nest would be in the tree. That's a bullshit idiom.
So a fish...
Yeah, that's a really biased idiom.
It really is. Thank you. Thank you, Salsa.
I think a fish movie would be Finding Nemo.
Mm.
And a bird movie? I can think of a few bird movies. But I'm trying to think of, like, the bird
movie. Where the bird is the main character?
Yeah, where the main character is a bird, and it's like a kid's movie. Something like that. Because there have been a few.
What? I actually can't think of one off the top of my head.
They're usually about, like, King.
Yeah, there's a lot of them where the bird is like a secondary character, but I can't think of anywhere where it's the main character.
Jenna, who is making horrid noises.
I mean, thankfully, Discord was cutting out a lot of it. And like Bambi, there's the owl, but again, not a main character. Yeah. And you know. There's always like a wise animal that's a bird or something, but it's never the main character. Can't actually think of a main character.
Well, then maybe which Avatar movie is better? The one that takes place mostly in the air and the one that takes place in the water?
So the Airbenders versus the Waterbenders?
No,
different Avatar.
James Cameron Avatar. Blue people.
Fern Gully and Blue. I'm not... I didn't see the second one, so I'm useless with that context.
Mm-hmm.
I was not a huge fan of the first one. I wasn't mad about it. I just, it just didn't sit right with me.
Which movie would you rather watch as a summer blockbuster? Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds or Jaws? A shark is a fish. It's got a vertical tail fin.
So do orcas. That's not a...
No, orcas have a horizontal and they are mammals.
Tail fin, sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you said fin. I missed the tail. Yeah.
Nope. That's you said still tail.
Not, they're, but they're...
They are fish.
Not, they're...
Well, let's do this. Hey, Siri, is a shark a fish?
They're cartilaginous and fish are bony.
Not all. Sharks are a type of fish.
Mm-mm. Depends on which biologist you talk to. But anyway, we're moving on from this.
Obviously, Siri is the absolute.
Oh, yeah. No.
Answering.
No.
Yeah. Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. No. Sharks are a group of elasmobranch fish characterized by a cartilaginous skeleton.
Cartilaginous skeleton is the name of my new metal death band.
It's all played on flexible saws.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
I like it. Anyway.
Birds.
This subclass elasmobranch or
I really don't give a fuck.
My god, James, let it the
National
fuck
Geographic.
Birds.
Sharks are fish.
You're like my now son. You fish. Never let fucking shit go. And I'm saying that.
To be fair, I was about to say, to be fair, you don't let shit go either. So I feel like this
like I said, and I'm saying that.
And you get cranky about it.
Yes,
when
I
it's
do.
Not
I'm
you.
Tired, and I'm cranky. And let's move on.
And it needs to be changed.
I do.
Here's the deal. On the one hand, you're being a whiny bitch. On the other hand, I have tried to change the conversation 3 times, and James keeps going. So, I'm just kind of cranky at the both of you right now. Really. I'm gonna say fish. Because fish?
Yeah.
Yep, that's all I got.
Fish
because
no fish?
Context.
Yeah,
just
no,
fish.
I have the same sushi for bird.
Oh, I love sushi. Oh, would you rather have a turkey dinner or a sushi night?
Oh, sushi.
Ah, fuck, I love me some good turkey, though.
Sushi or fried chicken? What is your comfort? Sushi.
Gotta go sushi. Fish, yeah. Fish, fish.
Fish, fish, fish.
Fish, fish, fish. All right, is that it? Did we all
question
pick?
Question number four. Duck or chicken?
I spend a lot of my time working with duck. So I feel like I have to go with duck.
I do love me some duck l'orange.
Mm.
Yeah?
Different duck, but I'll go with it.
I've never had mock chicken.
I feel like that's just what they do in general.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I mock chicken all the time.
Yeah.
As you should. Chicken are dumbasses.
Duck is a better tasting food. And given a choice between playing chicken on the playground or playing duck, duck, gray duck, I'll choose duck, duck, gray duck.
Mm. And it is duck, duck, gray duck, motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. We are a gray duck
transliteration
podcast.
For the a particular Nordic languages translation for goose.
Yep.
Yep.
Specifically Swedish, I believe, but yeah, overall.
Question number five. Cat / dog or cow and chicken?
Which cartoon. Classic cartoon, yeah, cow and chicken or cat dog, did you watch more of or would you rather watch?
I mean, I watched more of cat dog, but I can't really say I spent a lot of time watching either.
Mm. I watched a lot of Rocco.
Rocco's Modern Life?
Yep.
It's not an option.
It has a cow.
He's not a chicken. He's a kangaroo.
He's a wallaby.
Or a wallaby, but yeah.
It has a cow in it.
Yeah.
But no, between those two, I would say I probably watched more cat dog. I'll go cat dog.
What is the cat dog one?
It's called cat dog.
Oh.
It's the head of a dog and the head of a cat, and their bodies are attached at the butt. They don't have a butt, they just have two fronts that are
connected. Very surreal Ren and Stimpy kind of vibe.
Okay. Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it could also be, you know, Ren and Stimpy is also. And
So basically a weird Ren and Stimpy and Rocco's Modern Life.
What? Wait.
So between a weird Ren and Stimpy and Rocco's Modern Life.
No, cat dog chicken cow is different. Or the
cow and chicken is different.
What is the cow and chicken?
Cow and chicken.
It's just cow and chicken. That's the name of the show.
It's called.
I'm gonna say closer to SpongeBob.
That one is much closer to SpongeBob or Rock with Modern, where it's just like completely fucking offbeat slice of life stuff.
So
was this like late 90s cartoons?
Yes.
No, early 2000s.
That is that's why I don't know anything.
I'd say very early 2000s.
Huh.
I think. But yeah. Like, I barely watched either, so I kind of...
It was right up there with, Two Angry Beavers and Two Dumb Dogs and...
You keep saying things that we don't recognize, and...
Sorry.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, those are things I actively did not know existed. Whereas Cat Dog I did. And the chicken and cow one, I knew of its existence. The rest of it, nope. You're just getting colder, buddy.
Can we go back to Ren and Stimpy and Rocko's Modern Life? Because we were on solid ground there.
So yeah, so one of them is closer. I'm gonna say one of them is closer to SpongeBob, and one of them is closer to Ren and Stimpy.
Okay,
if that gives you context.
Which one was closer to SpongeBob? I didn't actually watch SpongeBob either, but has to.
You
be
at least weird. Have more of a social.
I at least understand like what it is, and Ren and Stimpy is just fucking weird. So
it is weird.
One closer.
It is fucking weird.
To the Sponge one.
So the chicken and cow or whatever.
Much closer to my particular humor in high school. So, I'll stick with Cat Dog.
Yeah, the problem is, so like Cat Dog is the only one of the two that I've actively watched, or not even actively, but have had a few episodes. I think maybe Jessa watched a Chicken and Cow or whatever that one is.
Cow Chicken, yeah, that would have been right around her era. Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. But I didn't really pay attention to it, so I'm a little useless there. I still liked the vibe of Cow Chicken better.
Mm-hmm.
I did not get into that weird 90s whatever thing overall. Ren and Stimpy did have a couple of things that I enjoyed. The fucking log thing.
Love
delightful.
It.
Like their little sketch comedy versus their like attempting to do a play stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's where they actually did things that I was like, all right, I get what you're about. But like trying to make sense of them as characters. No, you're not people or even real. You're just. You are the rice cracker on which my fancy cheese comes to my mouth. You are a delivery system. Get me. Give me more sketch comedy. I don't care about your flavor.
I want more powdered toast, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't. Again, I never really got into either, but I think Cow Chicken, is that the name of it? It was just generally more my speed.
Yeah.
All right. We go to the context, and we have question number one, dog or cat. Mm-hmm. If you had a pet as a child, what species was it?
I had both. Yeah.
I grew up on a farm, so.
We had more cats than dogs.
So here's the thing. I grew up east side St. Paul, which was ghetto AF, right? My parents got separated. My dad bought a house. And I decided my dad needed a cat as a gift when I was like 10. And so I bought a cat from a neighbor kid for $5. This is poverty level shit, all right?
$5 is $5.
Uh-huh. I bought a cat from a neighbor for $5, but I'm pretty sure this was just an alley cat that she caught.
Uh-huh.
It was a bit younger. It was like a junior cat, right? So not like a kitten, but like, you know, not a full grown adult at this point.
Sure.
And I basically gave this cat to my dad and was like, "You need a cat. Happy birthday for me." And then my dad had a cat, and that cat lived to be at least 15 years old before it died of feline leukemia. We don't know exactly how old, but at least 15 years old.
So things ended out okay.
Yeah, like it was good. And my dad was sad when that cat passed, but that was dad's bachelor buddy. Like the cat would just disappear at night. It didn't matter how well he closed anything down. The cat would just disappear at night, show up the next day, like, fuck you, here I'm back. The cat would...
Open Zero style.
His name was Black Star. And he would steal the toppings off of the pizza, but leave the crust and the pie part of it. Yeah. So like
people like that.
Right. So that cat was basically like my dad's bachelor buddy for a couple of years.
Nice.
So cat.
All right. Question number two, cat or dog. Which animal's poop is more annoying to clean up?
Dogs, because a cat will shit in a fucking box.
Yep.
And you can use a little scooper.
Scoop it into a bucket.
A dog's poop is just grosser at the end.
Yep.
There's still a pile of shit on my boulevard in front of my house that I haven't cleaned up because it's not my fucking dog and it's not my goddamn problem. That is the city's property and I do not care. Not cleaning that shit up.
Nope.
Both literally and figuratively.
Yeah, I think we're all pretty much in accord on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question number three, fish or bird. Which would be weirder to come up to you while on a walk and want to be your friend?
A fish?
A fish?
Yeah.
Like, birds actively exist not in water and on land.
Yeah. You're going for a walk underwater.
People befriend crows all the time.
Yeah, this is. I'm gonna go with. Yeah, question number four. Duck or chicken? Which fowl is more appealing to raise in your backyard? Duck. Duck. I raised duck and chicken growing up, and chickens are loud and obnoxious, and they get feathers fucking everywhere, and ducks are cuter, and they don't fucking crow, and I mean, they still shed feathers everywhere. That's true. That's no different. But
yeah. They both shit
and then they
constantly. Ducks seem a lot less aggressive.
Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
Quack, quack. I'm going to go with ducks. Plus, we had the Mighty Ducks movie here in Minnesota. So
I mentioned that when I went to the hockey museum in Eveleth a few months back.
Yes.
Yeah. Where they had the scoreboard from the Mighty Ducks movie.
At the museum. Yes.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Question number five. Five. Cat, dog, or cow and chicken. Which weird ass late 90s? I totally nailed it. Which weird ass late 90s cartoon do you remember better? I think I've answered that one pretty fully.
All right. To be accurate, Dog Cat is the one I remember better.
Yeah.
Sadly. Again,
the late 90s were not a time that I watched cartoons.
Oh. I definitely.
As a teenager, I wasn't watching a lot of cartoons, and we only had, three channels or whatever.
Same.
Actually, I think by then we had like six or seven, but still.
Yeah, whatever was broadcast.
I wasn't waking up to watch cartoons. That's for fucking sure. On Saturdays, if I was not going out to the field or going to a wrestling practice, I was sleeping in.
I just didn't sleep in.
I still sleep in.
I want to sleep in.
Yeah.
Closing thoughts.
Fucking terrible at taking it easy.
Yeah. Closing thoughts. Hope this means James doesn't have to write a Fast Five. If it's Salsa's turn, you should still make him do it. Well, I didn't have to, so it's.
I mean, we're all in agreement. James is up next.
Yep. The point is moot. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please go to AONpodcast.com, click on the Submit a Fast Five link, and fill out the form. Yeah. It's that easy.
Do it now.
Does anybody have any shout-outs?
Oh, my God. I want to give a shout-out to everybody that brought extra ice on Labor Day. That was just necessary and a fucking... There were a lot of people that did it, and I appreciate every single one of you, both as a collective and as people. Just ice and coolers and other cooling things. Like, yeah, surviving the weekend was the name of the game.
Yep.
I think last episode I gave a shout out to Gus, the Bardic Troubadour, for enhancing Kyle's and my show immeasurably. This week, I would like to give a shout out to Howard the Privy Fowl, who is a character, a street character out at Fest, who took over for Kyle this last week's show, and did an incredible job, especially considering that, you know, he had barely seen what it was that we were doing. We barely know what we're doing. It was a great show. Especially because we saw the King order Johnny Phoenix to light Fitz on fire. It was a wonderful cameo appearance by Fitz, who was visiting for the day. The audience got an unexpected treat. Cheers to all of those folks, but especially Howard did something that really pushed him out of his comfort zone, and he did amazingly well, and I was so fucking grateful to have somebody there with me.
I want to give my shout out to all of the performers over the past couple weekends who knew that they were going into a fucking awful weekend and still went, people are going to be here and they want to be entertained. Let's fucking do this.
Right.
You know, and some of them were able to withstand the heat and some of them weren't, and no shame to those who couldn't, and no shame to those who knew their limits and bowed out, and everybody hopefully tried to stay safe and only do what they were capable of doing. But the people that did show up that weekend, you know, some of them, that was their only weekend they were going to have free. So that was the weekend they showed up, and nobody said, you know what, it's hot, I don't feel like it. You know, they said, people are here to be entertained, let's entertain them. So, thank you. Does anybody have anything to plug?
Jenna?
Okay, well, if nobody else has anything.
I heard her say nobody. All right, in that case.
In that case, fuck off. All right, so you, dear listener, are probably listening to this on Wednesday morning, which means you have till 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time to place bids and try to collect something from the silent auction. I will provide a link to that, but the Twin Cities Horror Festival has a silent auction going on. It closes at 8:30 p.m., this happens to be during our fundraiser. The Creepy Critter Carnival is happening Wednesday, starting at 6 p.m., ending roughly 9-ish. We might go a little later. We'll see what happens. But please do, if you are local, show up. If you're not local, bid on shit. If you're local, also bid on shit. This is the Twin Cities Horror Festival prides itself on its mission, and so far having been able to follow up on that mission of paying artists 100% of ticket sales, We can only do that if other people are supporting what we do during our fundraisers. So, please consider giving us something. It's absolutely, of all of the theater companies that I've worked with before, and there are many, this is the only one that has this kind of payout. And I desperately want to be able to continue doing that. So, if you're local, show up for the fundraiser, throw us a few bucks. If you're not local, Silent Auction exists. Take a look, see what you like. I got a few things of my own up there for auction. There are some lovely witchy tables. There's some jewelry made by Lauren Anderson of Brave New Workshop fame. We have a couple of tickets to Die Hard. Christmas special that performs at the Brent Lake Bowl, which is impossible to get tickets for an hour after tickets go online. So if you want to guarantee yourself some tickets, we have a silent auction. Those have been donated to us as well. And there is so much more available in the silent auction. Go take a look. Also, one of the fun things, not specific to the fundraising aspect of it, but during the Creepy Critter Carnival, we will also have previews for the Twin Cities Horror Festival. All of our shows have a preview of some sort happening this Wednesday. So please stop by Crane Theater, starting at 6 p.m., going until meh. Show up, donate some money, or not. Just show up and see the previews. I kind of don't care. I want you guys to know what you're in for. Start your spooky season with us. It's going to be a fantastic time. Plug, plug, plug.
Plug, plug, plug.
Plug, plug, plug. That's it. That was what plug, plug, plug meant.
No, we got it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because you didn't say anything afterwards. So I was like, do you want me to keep talking? I'll keep talking about how incredible this group is.
I was letting the moment breathe, Jenna.
I don't understand. Huh. Plug, plug, plug.
Huh.
Plug, plug, plug.
Is there anything else?
Bye-bye, love you, bye-bye, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you to Stefan Senpai for sending in that Fast Five on behalf of myself and James and Jenna. Eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.